Oh, that's right. I didn't see the lottery truck rolling in here
No,
today.
we were incognito.
No. But Julie Huffman from the South Carolina State Lottery is here. And Julie, I tell you what, it's always a pleasure to have you come up and sit down and tell us what's going on with the lottery.
Thank you. You bet. I love coming to Greenwood.
I know. It's a little bit of a drive, I guess, from Columbia,
It's
but
all right. The trees are all nice, pretty colors right now, and you get to see the pretty countryside. It's nice.
absolutely. So, lottery has been doing very well. In fact, it's been kind to one person here in Greenwood.
Yep, you had a winner who recently won $200,000 on the scratch-off ticket, Golden Spades. And he didn't want his name released or anything, but he's going to buy a new home, and he bought the ticket from Quick Pantry 27.
That's right. And
Who got $2,000 for selling the ticket?
that's right. So, it pays if you can be selling the lottery and have winners. How does that actually work, anyways, Julie?
Well, the tickets are all randomly distributed. There's a great security video on our website, seeducationlottery.com. It goes into how the instant tickets are made and how they're distributed. It's a very scientific process. And also, there's a video on our website that goes behind the draw, the evening draws you see every night, and how the numbers are pulled and weighed and everything. The machines are selected by a lottery system, so are the ball selection of balls that we use. I'm, in fact, one of the draw talent that draws the numbers, so I get to do that every now and again. I think I'd pull the numbers next Sunday night, this coming Sunday night.
Wow. So it's all very technical because you always wonder, you have small towns. Well, Greenwood, I guess, is medium size. And you have the big cities. So how do the small areas outside of the big cities ever have a chance in winning?
Well, it's based on population. There's going to be more winners where there's more players. That's why you see like a lot of winners coming out of, the Midlands and Columbia area, down in Charleston and, Greenville and stuff. But it's just basically population and the number of people going to the stores.
So there's just, would you say then there's just as good a chance in Greenwood that someone
Oh,
could win as
it
in
is.
Columbia
Oh,
just
yeah.
because it's based on numbers?
Just, it's all completely random.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that was pretty cool that he won. I did think it was kind of interesting that he said his kids wouldn't know it was a secret.
That's good. Yeah, because I bet the kids would let it slip if you
Yeah,
told them.
exactly. But still, you're moving into a new house and doing this new stuff. Not just time for us to move on up.
We've been saving up.
Exactly. But still, congratulations to whoever you are, and I certainly hope you're listening this afternoon. I also understand he's still playing the lottery tickets.
That's great. I hope so. As long as it's fun for him, that's great.
Yeah, you're
And
right.
as usual, education always wins. So he's helping send some students to school and fund some K through 12 education and everything.
Yeah, you're right. I thought it was real interesting. It says more than 1 million college scholarships and grants have been awarded to South Carolina students since the lottery started in 2002.
Yep, and for your area specifically, the number of scholarships that have gone to Lander is 12,220 scholarships, and that's valued at over $42 million. And then for Piedmont Tech, you have about 35,000 scholarships, and that's valued at over $38 million.
Wow.
And that doesn't include the last academic year. That's behind a year.
Wow. So, I think one of the interesting things about the lottery, we always think about it as for education. We think about it for young people. But that's not exactly true.
For lottery tuition assistance, you can get a to go you can get a scholarship to go to one of our technical colleges in the state. You can be fresh out of high school, or you can be somebody like my age or middle age that wants to go back and learn a new career, or you might have been laid off and you want to get a new job in a new field. That lottery tuition assistance can help you out, and you can be a part-time student too and receive it.
Sure. And now, is there only so much that a person can get in lottery scholarships, meaning once I've topped out and used it when I am in a young college student, as opposed to if I go back to college later?
Well, each scholarship has their different requirements for you to get it, as well as their different amount of money that you get. For lottery tuition assistance, you have to take a certain number of hours to receive the money for part-time and full-time, and it varies depending on that. But you have to maintain your grade point averages and your standing.
But do you max out the amount of money that you can get?
Yes, it's about $900 per semester for lottery tuition assistance right now that you'll receive. for that.
But if you are a returning student 10 years later and maybe you used it when you were
lottery
in college.
For lottery tuition assistance, you get the same amount.
So you can use it again is what I'm saying.
Oh,
that's
repeat
my question.
Repeat it. Oh, no, you can't do that, I don't think.
You can only use it the first. You get to
use
it
so.
One
I've never
time.
Been asked that question, but I think it's a one-time process.
Because I would think that we could actually have, as the lottery is here longer and longer, people maybe that used it when they were in college the first time.
Right.
And then
I would have to look into that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So something to think about.
But I have interviewed families where both parents are going back to school with lottery tuition assistance where their two children are going to college with the Life Scholarship. So that's an interesting situation when every member of that family is benefiting.
Right. Well, you know, and then I think about it, too. I guess somebody that is maybe has children that are using it now might not have been able to use it because it wasn't even there at the time.
Yeah, like when I went to college, we didn't have lottery tuition assistance or Life Scholarship or anything. It came in about 2 years after I graduated. So I could go back right now and use lottery tuition assistance, but
too busy.
If I wanted to. Yeah, too busy. I don't want to study anymore.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. Well, how much winnings have been put out there from the lottery?
Our players have won over $7
billion. $7 billion?
$7 billion since the lottery started.
Wow.
Isn't that fascinating? And just last week, we reached a great milestone. We have over 100 South Carolina Education Lottery players who have won over $1
million. 100.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 100 millionaires. That was just reached last week when a player won a ticket sold in Lexington. It was a Powerball ticket worth $1 million. In fact, since the lottery started, we've had $7 million Powerball jackpot winners, 37 Powerball millionaires, 7 Mega Millions millionaires. We haven't had any jackpot winners for Mega Millions yet, and then 36 scratch-off ticket millionaires, and 13 raffle winners are second chance drawing millionaires.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's a lot of happy people.
Yeah. Do you ever get to follow up and see what these people have done, you know, futuristically with their money?
Yeah. Our last Powerball jackpot winner, he has done so many amazing things. He has created scholarships for Morris College, and he's given money to Morris College. He has a bus that's been named after him due to his donations. He's helped the community in Columbia a lot, and also the corridor where there's a lot of issues in education, he's helped out.
Wow. That is
and
so cool.
The reason that gentleman played was because he wanted to help education, and he's just a really great guy.
So when he won, it wasn't like, oh, I've got all this money for myself. It's what I can do.
He mowed his neighbor's lawn the morning before he came to claim his ticket because she's elderly and couldn't do it.
Wow. Those are the stories that are really neat, aren't they?
That's great.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, you know, the lottery does so many things. And, of course, one of the things that they have worked on this past year, I know, was school buses.
Mm-hmm. Yep, over 540 school buses have been purchased with lottery money. This last year, they did get appropriated more money for school buses. This last year alone, they've received $7 million in appropriations for school buses, and that's about $36 million since the start of the lottery.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know, the dollars are just phenomenal, aren't they?
Yes.
For things that cost, what, $5, $10 a pop?
A pop, you can just help education so much.
Yeah, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, where would education be if we didn't have the lottery? Because I can remember when it first started, there was a lot of controversy on whether to do or not to do.
Mm-hmm, there was. And there was a lot of that back at the beginning, but people now have seen that it's touched their lives. It's touched
families,
people they know and the community. And they have a kid that's benefited from scholarships, or their library's been able to be renovated because of the lottery money.
Yeah, so it really makes a difference. Hey, I'm here with Julie Huffman. If you have a question or a comment, don't hesitate to give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back after this word.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
All right, we're right back here, Sharp Fasses Gallery on the 72 Bypass. We are talking with Julie Huffman with the South. You may have seen her. She's one of those lottery people that gets to pull the numbers there. And do you do a van? I've never seen you on. Do you van it?
You kind of do it. You just, it's the same thing you say every single time. The only thing that changes is the numbers coming up.
Right.
And then sometimes what's really aggravating is the machine. You only have a minute.
Right.
And the machines, particularly the pick four machine, will run slow just because the air or something like that. So you're standing there and you're waiting and you're like, you have to say things like, it's coming up any second. I wonder what it will be.
It's kind of like being on the radio and you're filling time there. You can't say, do you like my hair today?
you can't like just, oh, I wonder what will happen next. I mean, and then at the end, you don't, and it ends at a minute. And sometimes the stations will hold on the extra 10 seconds if it takes. And you don't know if they're still filming you or not. So you're just kind of like, yeah, what do I do?
It's bad only to have minute time on the air, right?
Yeah, it's just, you got to go boom, boom, boom. Well, and we have one guy, George, I think. He's the one people will always know, and he's the one that goes, let's play! That's his gig.
That's his stick, huh? Yeah. Okay, well, that's cool. Well, sure, a lot of people play all the time. Now, you're always doing interesting things with the lottery. I mean, you try to have interesting games.
Yeah.
And what have you got going on?
Right now, we have our holiday tickets just came out, and they're all red and greens, and they make great stocking stuffers and presents because people could win up to $250,000 on one of these tickets.
Yeah, how would you feel if you gave them a ticket and they won $250,000 and you came up with nothing?
Yeah, I'd be like, you better take me out to dinner to Ruth's Chris.
There you go.
Big time. But yeah, it's one of our new tickets for holidays is a $10 ticket. It's red. It's called 250 grand. And that's the one you could win up to $250,000. Then the next one, it's green. It's very pretty. It's called $5 Elegant Riches. And that has prizes up to $100,000. And then the two that sound very holiday-ish is the $2 Jingle Jackpot with prizes up to $20,000. And then the one that has four different designs or three different designs, it's called Holiday Cheer. And it's a $1 ticket with prizes up to $1,000. So nice little stocking stuffers for a dollar. You might give somebody $1,000.
Yeah, there you go. They might really love you.
Yeah, and then some people I know, they give them out at like holiday dinner parties and things, the $1 tickets.
Yeah.
I've been told that. But we just had a whole bunch of tickets that surprisingly came out this last week. I mean, these came out Tuesday. So check your lottery retailer. It's four tickets. They're not holiday oriented. But like the $5 ticket, big winning numbers, has prizes up to $100,000. And a big spectacular looking ticket called the $10 Superstar Cash has prizes up to $200,000. And they're very colorful. They're all kind of blue colored.
Cool.
We kind of have we have two ladies that deal with our tickets, and they always color coordinate them. They work on that very hard.
Well, you know, it's got to be hard to come up with all these different games and types of things going on.
And we do work with some vendors like Scientific Games. That's one of our companies. And they'll provide us with ideas like our Monopoly ticket we have right now. They helped us with. And a lot of the others. But we do design some in-house. Like we used to have one called Peach Cobbler. And we had an iced tea ticket and things like that. But it's pretty good. And we have a whole bunch of second chance drawing games that you can enter your non-winning tickets into. The Money Money Millionaire second chance drawing, where you can win $1 million with a non-winning ticket. And then our Carolina Panthers ticket right now has a second chance drawing where you can win one of 250 gift cards worth up to $250 to spend at the Carolina Panthers gift shop. That's just tongue-tying.
That's
just blah, blah, blah. And then our Honda instant ticket, you could win a Honda ATV four-wheel runner thing that's made right here in Timmonsville, South Carolina.
Wow, I didn't know they made them here.
Yeah. We went to the plant. They're a great company to work with.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Just always wear a helmet.
Always wear a helmet
on those things.
Wow. So always something exciting going on in the lottery. And, you've had some some celebrity ones that you've mm-hmm. done over time. Didn't you do Ric Flair?
Ric Flair. We did two with him. Our Woo ticket a couple of years ago. And then we did a Ric Flair St. Patrick's Day ticket. So, and we might have him back. People love Ric Flair.
You know, one of the things about the tickets is they do so much good, but you always have to be concerned that somebody takes it too far.
Yes, and we really do want people to only play these games as games. They're not things to go and I need to pay the house payment. I better go play the lottery. Don't do that. Just use your spare change. We'd rather you use it on something else you need. And if you think that you or someone you know has a gambling problem, usually it's someone you know that you're concerned about, and you can help them out that way. But the helpline is 1-877-452-5155, and that will send you over to the South Carolina Department of Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Services, and they can get you set up with a counselor or talk you through whether or not you or someone you know has a problem.
And there's a human there 24/7,
yep,
isn't there?
It is. And if they might not be able to answer you because they're on the phone with somebody else, mm-hmm. or they're just away from their phone, but they do call you back because there is a voicemail system. And we also have our own website where you can go and look into information on about responsible playing, and that's playresponsiblysc.com, and it can walk you through some places for help.
Sure. And of course, the latest commercial you've been running with that Carolina football player.
Yes, Marcus Lattimore. Yeah. Is that not the most exciting commercial ever?
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. So, there's a lot going on the lottery, and I think sometimes the only thing that we actually think about is what I could win or what I didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
But it does so much more.
Yes, about 26 cents on every dollar that you spend on lottery goes over into the education lottery account, and then the General Assembly decides how that money is distributed to help education. The lottery doesn't decide. But most of your money does go back to the state in the form of prizes. About 64 cents on every dollar goes to help build these prizes that people win. Our retailers earn about 7.1% on commissions and incentives, and then we keep 3% to operate. And that's everything from making the tickets to administration to advertising.
That's pretty low.
Yeah. We're allowed to keep up to 8 cents. So we're keeping well less than half to operate.
That's pretty good. So you know when you're doing this that you're doing something that is going to the right places.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
that's
is.
Important.
And we have an open door policy. If anybody ever wants to see videos on old drawings or behind the draws or come and see our facilities downtown in Columbia, we're happy to make way for you. Some people have wanted to see second chance drawings happen, and security will do that for them when it happens.
Well, that's pretty good. You can get a second chance even though you didn't win the first time
mm-hmm.
through.
Yeah.
And that means you shouldn't throw a ticket away, right?
Yeah, you shouldn't. If there's a second chance drawing on it, be sure to enter it. And we also have Clean Sweep, which is where a program that you can enter non-winning tickets into for a chance to win money every month. You can visit our website, SCEducationLottery.com, and click on Games and then Game Promotions, and it will have the details on Clean Sweep.
Wow. So these are all things that are happening with the South Carolina Lottery. And, of course, going into the holidays, I guess, do a lot of people buy tickets for the holidays?
Yep, people buy them for gifts, and they like the tickets that we come out with that have the holiday themes on them. But, yeah, people really, they put them in Christmas cards. It's an easy gift to give.
Well, so you may just get a pretty piece of paper.
Yeah, just maybe, and scratch it off.
And maybe you'll get something that will really be worth a mint.
And if you do scratch that ticket off and it's a winner, we encourage you to sign it because we really want people to make sure to sign their tickets. I mean, sign them as soon as you buy them, even before you scratch them. Because if you lose the ticket and you haven't signed it, whoever picks it up and signs it, it's their ticket because it's a bearer item.
So that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't want to lose that $1 million winning ticket.
And, you know, I always find it amazing, Julie, that people wait till almost the buyer.
I know.
To bring that ticket in.
And, yes, our tickets, I hate to always tell people this, but our tickets do expire. They have certain lengths of time on each one. For our scratch-off tickets, you have 90 days after the official end of the game to claim your prize. The official ends of the game, so you can find that's always posted at our retailers. They can print it out for you. It's posted. It's on our website. You can look at that. But yes, they do expire, and once they expire, there's nothing we can do about it. And then for our online tickets, and by online, I mean our Pick 3, Pick 4, Pomato Cash 5, Mega Millions, and Powerball, you have 180 days after the draw.
Wow. So there you go. You heard it right here on WCRS. Right now it's time for South Carolina News, a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
All right, we're back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Yes, I'm Ann Eller, and I'm here with the Julie Huffman. That's
yeah.
Right. Having fun talking about the lottery and all the good things that it does. But I was just reading over here. Now, I didn't realize that NASCAR and Darlington Raceway had partnered up with the lottery.
Yep, that's our fantastic instant ticket. You can win $100,000 on the ticket, and also there were 3 second chance promotions on that where you can enter your non-winning tickets. And one was a trip to Darlington next year to see the race, a special insider trip. The next was a trip to the biggest game and biggest race in NASCAR, and that trip's been given away.
Wow.
But we still have a second chance drawing for $100,000. So, and the date has not been decided yet. As of I checked the website this morning, but still enter your non-winning
now,
tickets.
Now, how do you
that.
Enter a second? If you didn't win in a big lottery mm-hmm. or Powerball, how do you enter your second chance ticket?
You can mail it in, fill out the information on the back of the ticket, and mail it in, or you can go to our website, and you can enter into that by registering onto each second chance drawing promotion. And you go to sceducationlottery.com, games, and then games promotions, and there's a list of each one, and you have to register, and then you can just enter the barcode on your ticket.
Okay. So this is something you have to either physically mail in the ticket or physically go to a website and
right.
do this.
You have to make that step and do it yourself.
Now, how do you win on a second chance? Do they just draw one out of the hat, or how do they do it?
They have a big process that they go along to it. We conduct the clean sweep drawing at our headquarters in Columbia, but then the companies that we work with outside of us do the drawings for the other second chance promotions, and they have a long, lengthy process.
Nothing so simple as just drawing a
name. No. It's filmed, and things are... It's very detailed.
Keep your hands above the table here,
exactly.
Folks.
Exactly, and lock doors and everything.
Do they frisk you before you go in to do a Powerball?
Sometimes where we do the drawings downtown, all the doors for everything is sealed with wax so
wow.
that they know when the doors have been opened because the wax seal is broken.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
This is kind of like being a Fort Knox.
It is.
That's pretty awesome. So you do all then. The money, the legislature, though, I think very interesting that the legislature decides how the money is spent.
Right. The lottery, all we do is raise money for education and sell tickets. We're essentially a fundraising organization. We get the money, and then we transfer it over to the education lottery account. Then our representatives, they have the tough job that I would not want of every year deciding how to distribute these funds, which programs to fund and whatnot. It does have to go, and it does have to help education. It's written into the statute that lottery money can only be used for education. They can't look and see, oh, our roads need some work. Let's use it for that. It has to be used to help an educational program in South Carolina.
Now, it does not only go for life scholarships or scholarship funding. It goes to help with a lot of other different things.
Yep, it helps a lot. Every educational program you can think of. Higher education receives about 75% of the money we transfer. Our K-12 programs receive about 22%, and then community education receives 3%. But for K-12, it's things like textbooks have been purchased. This new thing that they appropriated this year is called Digital instructional material, and I still need to find out what that is. It sounds very interesting, doesn't it? I wonder if that's like iPads or something like that.
But that, tablets,
But digital instructional material, that just sounds neat to me. And then school buses, like we said, have been used for lottery money. ETVs received money to go through digitalization a few years ago. Then DAOTIS, or Department of Drug and Other Abuse Services, has received money for gambling addiction services. And then the Allied Healthcare Initiative has received a good amount of money. And that's an interesting program for the community. It's to train, to build a skilled work future as we get more and older people that need more care. And they set up areas where you can do testing and go through, you know, operations to learn how to do operations and stuff like that.
Interesting. Now, county by county, I'm sure you can probably tell us how the money is distributed. How much does Greenwood County get?
Well, Greenwood County, students in Greenwood, and these figures we updated this last year, so they're a little out of date, but it's always more than this figure. Students here, over 25,000 scholarships have been awarded to students in this county, and that's valued at $33 million. K-12 education in Greenwood has received over $8 million. And then the library, the county library here, has received almost $300,000. Mm-hmm. And the libraries, they don't get money every single year, just whenever they decide to give them money. They have the last few years.
Well, you know, I'm sure they're adding a lot more to their digital side of the libraries, because here in Greenwood, that's become a bigger portion of the library. More people you can serve through the digital side of this.
Yeah.
So that's good money's coming in. But, you know, the thing that amazes me, you know, I would think people would get tired of the lottery.
I think it's that chance to dream and just what would you do if, and yeah, it's just fun to scratch off those tickets. I mean, I think I can't play here, but I think it's still fun when I go out of state.
So you play when you go out of state?
Yeah, I like the scratch off tickets myself. I usually will buy $5 or $1 scratch off tickets out of state, not anywhere near here.
Yeah, because you can't.
Yeah,
as a lottery employee of South Carolina.
Yeah,
right.
I cannot, but it's fun.
Do you ever dream big when you see other people winning and everything?
Oh, it's great to meet the winners because they're so happy. And even you know, we can't, if they don't want us to share their name, we can't. But it's good to talk with them and, you know, find out what they're going to do. If they're going to buy a truck or buy a boat or go on a trip or pay off debt or something like that. But it's fun to live through them.
What's the best story you ever heard from somebody? Somebody who won that, you know, was just totally out there, or the money really meant a whole lot?
When you hear that somebody's been laid off and like they're on the verge of losing their house, and we've had a few like that, and that's just really, really happy to know that you were able to, through whatever means, provide them, you know, a chance to pay off their debt and get started anew.
Do they have any figures on like what your odds are of spending X amount of money to win?
No, I don't know of anything like that, but there are all the odds on our tickets. You can see on our website at saeducationlottery.com, but it's just, you know, where you are at that lucky minute when you buy that random ticket.
I was trying to increase my odds here, Julia. You know, like, what would be my chances of, you know.
Well, you have to play to win.
You have to play to win.
You have to play to win.
That's what they tell me on everything, Julia. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they always tell me. You got to play to win, Anne. Okay. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. I do want you to know that coming up at 5:05 today, the Clemson Tigers are playing Georgia Tech, I understand, the Yellow Jackets, tonight. It's going to be on ESPN 7:30, but we'll be carrying the game, and we'll start at 5:05. They've actually already started the pregame, but we have to do our thing with Meet Me at the Diner.
Yeah, that's going to be a cold game. Yeah,
it's going to be a cold game.
Oh, gosh.
Go Tigers.
Yeah. Work up some sweat.
Yeah, we're
heat up.
Yeah, go warm.
Yeah.
Exactly. But that we'll start our coverage at 5:05 with a 7:30 kickoff. Hey, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. It is time for us to hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be back. We're here with Julie Huffman. Want to give us a call? Call us 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
All right, we're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, 4:48 in the afternoon. Perfect time to stop by and pick up a lottery ticket on your way home.
Yeah.
Or two or three. So what are the most popular tickets? What type of tickets are most popular?
The $10 instant scratch-off tickets are the most popular tickets. People really like that. And nationally, the most popular ticket is a $20 scratch-off ticket. But we have a top sales price of $10 in South Carolina. You can even buy a $50 scratch-off ticket in Texas.
Wow. Yeah. Well, they do things in a big way there.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
That's right. But now there's talk about doing some big national lottery, isn't there?
Yep. There are talks of people trying to plan out how to come up with a national lottery game. It would be a numbers game like Powerball or Mega Millions, but work differently and involve all the lotteries, I imagine. I'm not part of the group that knows much about that. But, yeah, that's in talks. They've been talking about that for about 2 or 3 years. And I think they're finally getting close to coming up with some main decisions on that.
Sure. And the mega lotteries, the Mega Millions or mega lotteries that they have, does South Carolina participate with any other states?
Yeah, Powerball and Mega Millions, they're group lotteries. Some lotteries are in both games. Some are just in Powerball. Some are just in Mega Millions. But we participate in Powerball and Mega Millions. And that's why the jackpots can increase so much, is because so many people are in the game.
So what do you think, Julie? When everybody is participating, is it good to jump in there and get one too?
Your odds are the same to win, whether it's a lot of people playing or a whole bunch of people playing, whether the jackpot's at 20 million or 646 million, it's always the same, but there's no reason. I mean, you can play at any time. Your odds are going
to
stay still the same.
I think there gets to be hysteria, though,
yeah.
Doesn't there?
When you see that and you're like, oh my gosh, that's $300 million I could win. But then I would be happy with $15 million. I'd be happy with
$1
million. I'd be happy with $100.
Yeah, anything more than you've got.
Yeah. Right? But yeah, people come out from all over to play whenever it gets really high up.
Sure. And have you ever had a group win like an office pool? You know, sometimes you see these office pool ones and sometimes they're all real happy and they'll share mm-hmm. it accordingly. And then there's those that figure that they should have gotten part or anything. Have right. you had anything like that in South Carolina?
Not for the big jackpots like Mega Millions and Powerball, but we have had groups that have won like Palmetto Cash 5 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they've been fine because, you know, they're not talking about hundreds of millions of dollars that they've got to split up.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're happy. They've won some money.
Yeah. I remember the one that wasn't too long ago, and I don't remember where it was, but the guy's girlfriend, I think, was saying, you better check it. Ugh. And then he was working in a plant, and then the head of the plant became his show.
Oh, wow.
They won a huge amount
yeah.
of money. Yeah, I don't remember which one it was.
Oh,
it was just funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that the head of the plant was now working for him.
Wow. That poor guy.
Yeah. Well, he must have wanted to do it.
Yeah,
he must have been an incentive.
Yeah,
exactly.
Gosh.
To do that. Well, it is a good thing that we have the lottery. How much dollars have been given out since the beginning?
In prizes or mm-hmm. what? In prizes, it's over $7
billion. $7
billion? $7 billion. And then for education, we've transferred over $3.2
million.
$3.2 billion.
Okay, but yeah. You've given out more in prizes than we have in
yeah, yeah, because most of the money does go to prizes. People wouldn't play if they weren't winning.
So it is self-interest, despite what we say
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, but I mean, even if you're not winning, education always wins. You do not have to worry about that.
Now, is it a difficult process to get money for the lottery tuition?
Oh, no. You just, if you're interested in it, you just go to the financial aid office of the institution that you're interested in. And it's just not lottery tuition assistance. The lottery funds Palmetto Fellow Scholarship, the Life Scholarship, HOPE, Needs-Based Grants, National Guard College Tuition Assistance Program, and Lottery Tuition Assistance. And you just contact the financial aid office that you're interested in, and they can walk you through it. Or the Commission on Higher Education can help you out.
Wow. So, but it's not a difficult process.
Oh, no, no, yeah. You have to fill out the FAFSA, which is a federal form for student aid, and that gets you rolling.
Really? Okay. All right. So if somebody is sitting out there and they're on the fence, January's coming up here before you know it, mm-hmm. They're thinking about going back to school.
Contact that financial aid office, especially before the holidays start, because, you know, people, they're going to be going on vacation. So, yeah, you'd want to get started now. If not sooner.
Well, if you get started sooner than now, it's going to
Yeah, you're going to be in a loop-de-loop Doctor Who situation.
Exactly.
You know.
You watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, I like Doctor Who. Okay, I'm excited about the next Doctor coming out on the 25th. I'm looking forward to that. And everybody says I look like River Song. I don't know if you know that, but I go places and everybody's like that. So.
Well, you're awful cute.
Well, thank you.
That's right. I like your hair all curly like that.
Yeah.
And you can see a picture of Julie on Facebook. We posted that on Facebook this afternoon. And, of course, there'll be a video of this. So there you go. Yes.
I don't like pictures of me. So.
Well, I think you do a great job. And, of course,
thank you. This has been fun. It's always fun coming here.
I know.
And congratulations on winning.
Thank you.
What was the prize again?
It was best radio show in the state of South Carolina. Yeah.
I saw that when I checked your website out the other night. I was like, yay!
Well, that was pretty awesome. Yeah. Well, that was our first time that we put in for it, and we won, and they said that was very rare.
Wow. Well, yeah. So. I told you, I've liked this show ever since I first came.
I know.
It was 5 years ago? Four years ago? It's been a good while.
Yeah. So
I've been with the lottery now like over 6 years.
Wow. So that's a longevity right
there. It is.
Yeah, it is.
It's been great.
Yeah. All right. Well, other things that we've talked about, that the money goes for school buses, we've talked about, but in the K through 12, I think a lot of people don't know that how much it does there.
Yeah, a lot of money has gone to K through 12 education. We've transferred over $687 million for K through 12, and that includes buying textbooks, the school buses we talked about, K through 5 education programs, Education Accountability Act, which helps to raise classroom standards and it involves some teacher training and things like that. And then technology, like the iPads and then the whiteboards, where they've replaced like the
blackboards.
Yeah, blackboards back in the day where you just write and it just projects it right up there. But it helps a lot.
So, it's,
and again, that's money that's not taking money out of the general fund. That's just added money to what was there from raising it through the general fund.
Sure. So that means that money that is raised through the general fund is still available for other educational aspects, which is,
it's not taken away. The lottery doesn't take away any money. It's just, it adds to what's there.
Sure. So these are the good things that the lottery does. Of course, you do have to be careful. Sometimes people get addicted to doing things. Mm-hmm. And again, I think we should give out that telephone number if somebody needs some help or you know somebody that needs some help.
Yep. It's a toll-free hotline with the Department of Alcohol and Other Drug Abuse Services. It's 877-452-5155. And they can help you through it. There's also a National Council on Problem Gambling. Their number is 1-800-522-4700. So there are resources out there for you.
So play the lottery, have fun, and know that the money that you are giving is going to something good.
Yep.
And also you should know that they don't take a lot of money to run their services and everything.
Right. We're a very, very conservative lottery. We're allowed to, by statute, we're allowed to keep 8 cents on every dollar that we raise, but we keep 3 cents. So that's way less than half.
That's pretty amazing that you're allowed to keep eight and only keep three.
Yep, that's the kind of we have great leadership and a great commission that leads us. So they make decisions on how us to be the most efficient that we can, as to transfer as much money over to education as possible.
Well, you know, it certainly is. Education does make the difference in a state.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we in South Carolina can use all the help we can get across this nation to build up our state. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. It's every day is a pleasure to go to work and know that you're helping out the state.
Sure. And so, you know, we need more people to play in Greenwood. We need more winners coming out of Greenwood, right?
Yeah, I just play responsibly and have fun.
That's right. And maybe someday we'll find out who won $200,000 in Greenwood, South Carolina.
And that was purchased from the Quick Pantry 27.
That's right. Which was, let's see, and where is that at? That is, I was in this article. Where is it?
It might be on the
Was
next,
it on Montague or something? I think it was over on Montague, but I don't remember. On Montague Avenue. Yep.
There you go.
Yep. And that was a Golden Spade scratch card at the Quick Pantry. So I'm sure they were as surprised as the person that won was.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know it. And the last, we just remember we had a Powerball jackpot winner out of Lexington, South Carolina, just back in September. And that was crazy for me because I was on my annual trip to with my mom. So when it was, I woke up at Disney World one morning going to the gym and I looked at my emails and I was like, oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding me.
That's great.
But yeah, and they wanted their name kept secret, and the first person they told was their dog.
Their dog.
And the person that bought the lottery ticket, he was just headed into the retailer to buy hot dog buns because his wife told him to. And they didn't sell hot dog buns, so he bought a lottery ticket instead.
Now that's a good story.
And he probably will eat the most gourmet hot dogs ever from now on.
Exactly. Yeah. Or the next time his wife says, go in and buy something, he'll say, sure, honey, no problem.
I'll buy the entire store.
Yeah. It kind of makes you wonder, who claimed that they actually won it? He or she?
That's true.
Exactly. Amazing how people try to work this stuff out. God, I think there was some suit out there in the United States where somebody had claimed that it was her money that actually bought the lottery ticket, but
there's
he won.
Situations. Yeah. Interesting, crazy situations.
Yeah, where money's involved, everybody gets a little crazy.
Yeah, and it's the thing is that you're the same person after you won that money that you were before. You just have more money.
You have more money.
Yeah.
And have more
ability. You don't suddenly get wise or anything like that. So you want to get a financial advisor and seek help.
Exactly. Even though you may think you're smarter.
Yeah.
Now that you've won the lottery, right?
Yeah, you've won the lottery, but you just got a lot of money. You need some help.
Exactly. Well, Julie, it's always a pleasure to have you come up and see us. Thanks so much for making the drive.
Thank you. And I love coming to Sharp Facets. Y'all have such great stuff.
Well, thank you.
Really nice gifts.
Absolutely. The holiday season is here. Hey, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. 5 after, Clemson Tigers are going to be on with the pregame show, and the game kickoff is at 7:30.
Bye.